This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for tuning in to my weekly word. Today is Friday, February 25th, the last Friday of February. March is just around the corner, and I am trying my best to catch up on the late my weekly word messages that I have fallen behind on this month. This will be my weekly word message number 2. So I got to sneak in 2 before the end of the month, before the end of this weekend. I think I'm going to do it. You know, so I am just about to start another afternoon and evening coaching baseball. Like I said, we are in the last week of February. March is just a few days away. This is prime time baseball training season. The majority of young baseball players, middle school age, high school age baseball players, are getting ready for their tryouts, their team practices, and their seasons are really just a couple or just a few weeks away. For all the college level, college age players out there, they already started their seasons last week, I believe. So baseball, believe it or not, not at the major league level, but baseball is in full swing. And I've been doing my part to help a lot of the kids that I work with and train prepare and get ready to have their best season yet. So I just left the office. As you can tell, I am back in my car again, hustling and bustling between, you know, my two roles as business professional and baseball coach. So as I get ready to hop out of the car and put on my coaching hat, it had me thinking about coaching. And here I am, I have these parents that trust me with their kids. They're looking to me to be a positive influence and to possibly and hopefully add some of my expertise and knowledge of the game of baseball so that their kids can improve and they can compete at a much better level in the upcoming season. So they're trusting me to coach their kids in the hopes that those kids are going to get better at the game. And, you know, it makes me think that even coaches, even good coaches, and I'd like to think that I'm getting there, I'm working hard each day and each week to become a better coach, even coaches, good coaches, high quality coaches, need coaches. That's right. Even good coaches need coaches. And the reason why I say that is between the two of my most important roles, you know, outside of my personal life as a husband and father, you know, between being a business professional and a baseball coach, you know, I've been lucky enough to be surrounded by some of the best in the business. And, you know, when you surround yourselves with high-level people, people that have accomplished a great deal in said profession, it's always in your best interest to listen and learn as much as possible. And if you're lucky enough, some of those people that have had a tremendous amount of success may take you under their wing and almost become a coach. And it's our job, it's our responsibility to listen and learn as much as possible. It's our job and our responsibility to be as coachable as possible. So my message this week is this: you know, if you're a coach in any way, if you're coaching kids right now, if you're a business owner or an executive and you're coaching some of your employees or colleagues, remember, even you need a coach. There's somebody out there right now who can coach you to become a better version of yourself in the office, a better version of yourself on the baseball field, and a better version of yourself in your personal life. So just, you know, don't think just because you may be in a coaching position that you know it all, because even good coaches need coaching. And over the last few weeks, not only have I been able to surround myself with some of the best in the business world and some of the best in the baseball coaching world, you know, I've been fortunate to sit in on some seminars, some mastermind classes where I've been able to be coached by people that continue to push themselves to the next limit. So remember, as you go into that office, as you go onto the baseball field, if you go into the athletic arena, just because you're in a position to be a coach doesn't mean that you have all the answers. You know, coaches need to be coachable too. Coaches need to be coached as well. And as I'm about to head into the cage right now for another 4, 5, 6 hour shift of being a baseball coach, you know, I'm always trying to look, listen, and learn at the other coaches that are in the cages to the right and left of me. You know, because those other coaches have had a tremendous amount of success too. And I like to have conversations with them. I like to pick their brain. I like to learn as much as possible. So maybe it helps me become a better coach. You know, so always remember this. Just because you're a coach doesn't mean that you can't be coached. In fact, if you're a coach, you need to be coached even more. Because when you are coached, you're only going to get better. You're only going to become more well-rounded. You're only going to be able, you're going to be able to own your craft even more. So remember, just because you're a coach doesn't mean that you can't be coached or you shouldn't be coached. In fact, if you're a coach, you need to be coached even more. That was my weekly word message. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000 of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now, until next week, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, be coached, tip your cap, and dig your dream.